San Francisco Supervisor President Uses N Word Against Security Guard. By Joel B. Polak on July 31, 2022. San Francisco Board of Supervisors President Shaman Walton admitted using the N word to berate a security guard. Amir Butler, who asked that he remove his belt as he walked through a metal detector at City Hall instead of using a wand. Both Walton and Butler are black. Walton, who tried to argue his use of the N-word was justified, has accused others of racism in the past, including, most recently, newly installed school board member Ann Hsu, who implied that black parents do not urge their children to learn. As Breitbart News reported in 2020, Walton also introduced a new city rule, the Caution Against Racially and Exploitative Non-Emergencies, CARAN, Act, which punishes racially motivated 911 calls. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that Under Sheriff Joseph Engler, who is white, admonished Walton on Butler's behalf. President Walton became very angry with Cadet, name redacted, who is African American, and said, "It is N-words like you that looks like me that is always the problem," referring to the security protocols as some N-word shit several times as he yelled at Cadet. Name redacted, Engler wrote in the memo, which was sent to Sheriff Paul Miyamoto and Eisen. Asked whether he had used the N-word, Walton admitted to using it multiple times and telling the cadet this is some N-shit, referring to the direction to take his belt off. Walton claimed that he was the victim of retaliation by the sheriff's office due to his criticisms of law enforcement actions. No other supervisor has been a bigger thorn in the sheriff's department side than me, Walton said in a text message to the Chronicle. Therefore, there is no surprise that incidents, in the memo, are more colorful and salacious than what I experienced on that day. These incidents are in clear dispute and seek to vilify me and my character. I would never expect the sheriff's department to provide an accurate account of what transpired between two black men. Butler said that he found the incident humiliating, as it had occurred in public in front of other people entering the building. San Francisco's Office of Racial Equity, which monitors racism within the city, has a statement of its vision and values in which it says it will demand and hold San Francisco institutions accountable to dismantle racism, emphasis added. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.